WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, tomorrow is the special election in Brooklyn and Queens to replace Twitter-happy Congressman Anthony Weiner. Despite the Democratic Party heritage in the 9th District, it's now apparently a close race between Democrat David Weprin and Republican Bob Turner. Both have sat with us this summer for in-depth interviews. We had scheduled short final appearances with each for today, but over the weekend, Turner's campaign said that something came up, a scheduling conflict with someone important coming into town. We'll see who that turns out to be. So we have a brief final appearance now by the Democratic candidate, State Assemblyman David Weprin. Assemblyman, welcome back to WNYC.
Always a pleasure, Brian.
And this wasn't supposed to be such a close race. Did you do something wrong, or are the president's policies just that unpopular, as Mr. Turner is running a lot against Obama in your district, or do you have some other explanation?
Well, you know, my opponent would like the race to be between Barack Obama and himself, but it's between David Weprin and Bob Turner, and there are clear differences here, and, you know, we've gotten that out.
Well, does that mean that you're different from President Obama on some policies? So you're saying to the district, if you're not happy with the president, that doesn't mean you wouldn't be happy with me?
No, it doesn't mean that at all. I'm going to support the president for re-election, and you know, I agree on a lot of his issues. I particularly agree on the recent jobs bill, and something I've been saying for a long time, that we need jobs. I want to wait and see the actual jobs that materialize, but we certainly have to deal with our infrastructure and put people to work. We need to have tax cuts for small businesses in the middle class, and that's in the jobs bill. I think it's all very good. The point I'm trying to make is people are frustrated. They're frustrated with the gridlock in Washington, and I think that's partly reflected in the polls. And, you know, the president is having a difficult job because he's got an obstinate, you know, Republican House, and particularly the Tea Party element in the Republican House, which actually held their own party hostage as well as, you know, the president and the economy, and, you know, kind of delayed the debt deal until the last minute, which ultimately resulted in Standard & Poor's downgrading the United States credit from AAA for the first time in our nation's history. And I think most people, when they think about it, blame the Tea Party element of the Republican Party, and my opponent identifies himself with that movement.
Do you think if the president is losing popularity in your district, it's because people would rather try Republican policies because they think his policies aren't working? Or do you think he hasn't been forceful enough as a Democrat and he's losing the enthusiasm of people who might otherwise have come out to vote for you tomorrow?
No, I think there'll be a lot of enthusiasm. I think the turnout and, you know, the vote itself, Brian, is going to surprise a lot of people. We, you know, we have just about every labor union behind us. I think they're energized. We're going to have a lot of people in the field. We're going to have a tremendous pull out the vote operation, and ultimately that's going to result in our victory.
Supporters of Mr. Turner include Ed Koch, Rudy Giuliani, and Donald Trump making an appearance. Does Mr. Trump think you weren't born in this country?
You know, I don't know. Well, my mother wasn't. My mother was born in Cuba. She came here when she was 8 years old, you know, and I've been very supportive of immigration rights and, you know, a fair path to citizenship. I've supported the DREAM Act, all differences between my opponent and myself. Donald Trump is, you know, is voting with his pocketbook. He's a billionaire. My opponent refuses to consider taxing millionaires and billionaires, having them pay their fair share. My opponent refuses to close any corporate loophole. He hasn't thought of any corporate loopholes that he didn't like. He clearly is for big business. We have multinational corporations that actually get a tax break specifically for exporting jobs overseas, contributing to the unemployment problem. That's where I would start closing that loophole. And all these multinational corporations that are making billions of dollars and paying nothing in federal taxes, we have to change that.
And, of course, I was just kidding about Donald Trump. But how much of an Ed Koch problem do you think you have, seriously, especially, I guess, with Orthodox Jews in the district who have heard Koch and other Jews as well when he said Turner would be better for Israel and who don't like your position for legal same-sex marriage, particularly in the Orthodox community?
Well, you know, look, when I've explained the same-sex marriage in the Orthodox community, I think people understand it. There was, a campaign against me, on that, but it passed three times in the assembly before I got there. It's a civil issue. It's a civil rights issue. I don't consider it a religious issue at all. I represent in the assembly all the people in my district, a lot of diverse interest. And as a matter of fact, the congressional district, as you pointed out last time, Brian, represents 40% of people born in other countries. Very diverse district, a large Asian population, a large Latino population. So this is a very, very diverse district. And I want to represent all the people.
Is there anything left to say about the Israel issue? Koch's main point was that President Obama called for the 1967 borders to be the basis for a peace agreement, a stand that Koch opposes and Turner opposes.
Well, and I oppose as well. So, I mean, I've been very vocal about that. I've been to Israel 8 times. I've led in a number of missions to Israel, including behind the Green Line. So I understand the settlement issue. So I think it's not a real issue in this campaign. The real issue is going to be preserving Social Security and Medicare. Those are going to make the difference. My opponent has called Social Security a failure. I disagree. I think it's been a lifeblood for millions of Americans, millions of seniors.
He's for preserving it, though, right? I mean, to be clear, he has said he's for, he doesn't,
really.
he doesn't take the Rick Perry position, right?
Well, he says different things at different places. I don't think anybody knows where he really stands. He's only been making public statements for about a year and a half since he was a candidate last November, and he says different things to different groups. He clearly has said to The Wave, which is a Rockaway paper that actually endorsed me, that Social Security is a failure. He said to the National Review, we have to eliminate these entitlement programs. They're too generous. We can't afford them. The entitlement programs I know of are Social Security and Medicare. The New York Times said that it would require a magician, not a businessman, to cut the federal budget by 35% and not significantly having an impact on Social Security and Medicare. So these are other people that are saying this. This is things that he said to other publications. So, I think it's pretty clear that if you really want to make sure that Social Security and Medicare are preserved, you should vote for David Weprin.
We have 30 seconds left. The Times article Saturday called the Democratic Party panicked over your situation and Mr. Turner's lead in last week's poll. Are you panicking?
Not panicking at all. As I said, we're going to have the troops, every troop we need out there tomorrow, and it's going to come out to turnout because, as you know, it's a special election, generally a low turnout. I'm very proud that I have every union behind me. The United Federation of Teachers has 11,000 members in the district. There are 60,000 union households in the district, and all of those unions are supporting my candidacy. So we're going to work very hard on getting that vote out.
All right. Well, we will see what happens tomorrow. Democratic candidate David Weprin in the special election tomorrow to replace Anthony Weiner in Congress. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
And again, Bob Turner, whose campaign said he would be available today, decided over the weekend that he wasn't available because of scheduling conflicts that came up. But you can hear our full interviews with each candidate from a few weeks ago at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Coming up next, Benjamin Barber from Demos on the push to make today, September 12th, Interdependence Day. We'll find out what that means.